There's a podcast revolution going on around the world. Podcasting is becoming a major, major industry, and podcasts on basically anything are available at the fingertips and available in our earbuds. But what makes a good podcast? Can anything really be a podcast? Miles Martignoni manages special projects here at 2SER. He also produces podcasts at The Guardian and has started a production company of his own, Heaps Good Media, where he can make even more. Miles, good morning.
Good morning, Edwin. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Now, what makes a good podcast?
Oh, there's so much that can make a good podcast. Like, what I really enjoy is good chemistry between people. But also, like, it's all about one of the main things that audio is good at. Because if you think about a book, a lot of it happens in your head. You know, you're reading it, it's happening in your head. If you think about a film, a lot of it's happening in front of you. You know, you're watching it happen.
Yeah.
You can see it, but it's not really triggering your imagination a lot. Audio kind of happens in between those two worlds, where you are being fed this auditory data, but you're also using your visual cortex is being stimulated. You're coming up with ideas of what people look like.
Right.
And the thing I think that audio can give you that books don't, as emotional, you know, books can be really emotional, but there's nothing like hearing a person's emotions on audio that you can really hear. You can hear frustration, you can hear anger, you can hear sadness. That's what I think really makes great audio to me and a great podcast.
Right. You've got some examples there, some great.
I do have some examples. So there's a great podcast by a guy called Sam Loy.
Mm-hmm.
He's Australian, and he makes this podcast called Human Ordinary.
Right.
And he just kind of finds these stories about people, and he writes quite well about it. He's got a nice Australianism at the end of this grab. But in this story, it's such a gut-wrenching story. It's like almost a half-hour piece. In the first half, you find out all about his grandparents. His grandmother's telling you the story about how they met and how they fell in love and everything like that. And it's beautiful. And then halfway through, you get into how his grandfather's Alzheimer's progressed. And it's heartbreaking.
Right.
Like, absolutely heartbreaking. Here's a grab of when she kind of started to realize that this thing was getting really bad when they were driving.
He watched the cars coming down on his right, but he forgot about the cars coming down on the left, and he took off. I don't know how we missed it ever, because the car coming down on the left nearly collected us. And I hadn't been happy with Pop's driving for a while. Anyhow, I burst into tears, and I said, when we get to Safeway, you'll give me the keys of the car and I'm never driving with you again. He never drove again, never even asked to drive again. I think he was happy not to drive the car, but he wouldn't admit it. Men are pig-headed, they wouldn't admit they can't do something.
His memory was getting more and more shithouse every day, but he refused to admit that anything was wrong.
So, yeah, and that's what I really like, that they used this, they just used the word shithouse, because apparently Pop had described it this way himself at some point, that his memory was becoming more like that. And so Sam writes that into his script and like goes with that language. And it's such an Australian word as
well. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't hear many other people sort of using that sort of language.
No, no.
So it's so much about the person. It's about telling the story. Can anyone tell a story? Can anyone sort of make a podcast?
There's lots of terrible podcasts. Let's not beat around the bush. Like, there's plenty of terrible podcasts, but there's a lot that pick up an audience. Or, you know, I think everyone thinks they have something to say. The key is to figure out if what you have to say is something other people are interested in, or what sets you apart. There's these, I want to play you a grab. There's these two guys. Now, they have probably possibly by downloads per episode, it must be the biggest podcast in Australia.
Wow.
They hit like 500,000 downloads every week, I think.
Wow.
And it's just two guys chatting about science fiction movies and comic book movies. But the thing is, like, they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And they have good chemistry.
Right.
Like, and I think that's really set something apart. I'm going to play you a little grab where they're discussing the latest Alien movie, Alien Covenant, and kind of about how silly it is.
Right.
And look, I think the most obvious thing, and I'm sure you've had this thought as well.
Yeah.
It's a movie populated by the dumbest people alive.
Yes, that's right.
Soon to be dead. And they just went, hey, let's go down to this planet. Should we wear spacesuits?
No.
Nah.
Are you kidding me? Mm. Just because there's oxygen, as I said in my review, doesn't mean there's not viruses, which there was.
Yeah.
And then there's people splitting up. They're splitting up in caves. One guy, he just goes off to have a dart. Just dart up wherever, mate. You're on a planet. You can do whatever you want. You're outdoors.
And
very funny.
Yeah. And again, very Australian.
Yeah, very Australian.
Very sort of Australian take on...
about darting up.
Again, you wouldn't hear many other countries sort of saying that sort of thing. So that's one of the more popular ones in Australia, is that right?
Yeah, but you don't really hear about it because it's actually much more popular overseas. It's huge in America and in UK and Europe. Like, that's why I hadn't heard of it before until a few months ago. And it's two guys in Melbourne. They got a little network called Planet Broadcasting, and they're bringing in all these comedy podcasts and things like that. So, and they started out like, you know, the main guy, he started a YouTube channel about comic book movies, and he just grew his audience by slowly doing it again and again and again and grinding it up. And so it's taken him years to build up this audience. But, you know, he's making something that, you know, I think is a pretty quality banter kind of format. Yeah. And it's giving good information. And so if you do that for long enough, people will find you. But it can be hard.
Are there trends in podcasts as there are in sort of fashion and music and things like that?
Look, I think the great thing about podcasts is that there are so many different types of podcasts. So when you talk about podcasts, it's like talking about television. You know, it's a medium. And so in television, you have, you know, your drama series and your documentaries and you have your comedy shows. And it's the same in podcasts. So I think the trend in podcasts at the moment is that everyone seems to want to make one. And what we're seeing is new kind of forms start to emerge. Like if you look at S-Town, this big podcast that came about from the people who made This American Life and Serial, like that tried to sell itself as a murder mystery, but it was really like a kind of almost... It felt like reading a novel, and it wasn't something that someone had really done before. And so it shows there's still room for innovation in there. And people are always trying to tweak around and do different things. Got something from Radio National, which I like. It's a show called This Is About.
Mm-hmm.
And the creators set out, okay, we want to make a show, but we want to try and remove the narrator from it and really get someone to tell their own story. And then they use a lot of sound design to kind of bring that to life. I've got this clip about... these two kids, and they're on a boat, and they're going to fall over Niagara Falls.
Wow.
We hit a wave, and then we hit another wave. And it was the second wave that capsized the boat. When the boat flipped over, I remembered seeing my sister just for a moment hanging on to the edge of the boat. And she's yelling for me to come to the boat. Jim and I were together just for a moment, and then it was just pure chaos.
Yeah, wow.
And you can hear all that sound when he brings things to life.
Like, it's a lot like watching a big movie.
Yeah.
As far as the sounds are concerned, and as you say, you can sort of imagine...
You can imagine
it
being there. Yeah,
definitely. What's the future of? What's your prediction for the future of podcasts, do you think?
Well, it's tricky to say. Like, I think it'll keep growing because there's so many people that still don't listen to podcasts. And as they find them, you'll find that, like, as more people listen to them, more companies are going to be interested in making them, more advertisers are going to be interested in making them. And so it'll be this kind of circle that will drive itself. I think there's still some bumps in the road. There's some statistical things that are going to happen at the end of the year. We'll find out more about how people are actually listening, if they're skipping ads and stuff like that. That could kind of hurt the industry for a while, but it'll lead to more transparency. Mm. And so I think while some people might have problems, that the people who are making good stuff that people really want to listen to will be able to keep making that. So, look, I'm really hopeful just to hear all kinds of fun, interesting stuff. You know, I think we haven't really hit the big mainstream podcast yet. You know, we've got true crime, but, you know, where's, like, the Bachelor of podcasts? As, you know, terrible as that show might be, you know, where's the big mainstream series? Because all of the big series, often they're doing chat shows, people talking to each other. But where are you taking this documentary, you know, This American Life, heavily edited, lots of music style, and applying it to popular culture? That's not really being done. And I think when someone pulls that off, you're going to pull in a whole different audience into this medium and really shake things up.
Interesting stuff. Well, Miles, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for... giving us a bit of knowledge about podcasts.
Always a pleasure.
Miles Martignoni there from Heaps Good Media and also the Special Projects Manager here at 2SER, having a chat to us about all things podcast. And a little bit of an insight into to podcasting. Hello, here's something. Hello to anyone in the future listening to the podcast of this chat. I'm going to leave that with you.